The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant, too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by he said, take the gold coin from him, and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
At Pentecost, Christ the King gave to his bride the great gift of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures, the sacraments, all of it. This gift can be thought of in some sense in the same way as the gold coins in today's gospel. This gift was entrusted to the church to do what it can to increase it until our King returns. Over the last 2,000 years, the church, under the leadership of Christ the King and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has accomplished much towards this task set before her. At times, reaping 100 times what was sown. On other occasions, many in our own time, there have been mistakes which have caused the church to lose ground here and there, sometimes by an unkind word, others by more treacherous and heinous acts. But still, we persist. The church is at her best, investing and making returns on that investment when she proclaims the gospel of the Lord in and out of season. The church is at her best when she gives witness to Jesus Christ by the blood of the martyrs and the sanctity of the saints. The church is at her best when she is united under the headship of Jesus Christ, her Lord and King. And the only way to increase this gift of God is to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and turning hearts from stone to flesh, making new temples of the Holy Spirit, all so that our Lord can rest a while in adoring hearts of his faithful. My brothers and sisters, we are the church. Oftentimes we get confused and think, oh, the church is the Pope and the cardinals and the bishops, archbishops, priests, deacons, all the clergy. They're the church. No. It's part of the church. We are part of the church, but all of us here today make up the church. We all are the church. We belong to the church. And so it's on all of us, this mission. It's entrusted to each of us to continue to make investments the gifts that God has given us so that we can reap more, earn 5 times, 10 times, 100 times what was given to us. It's our job to go and do as Christ the King has asked, loving one another as he has loved us, so that on the day that he returns and demands an account of all we have done, he will be able to turn to us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."